Big announcement coming out today that GovLoop, where everybody is, or if you're not, you should be, has found a new home, kind of, sort of, a little bit. And we'll start off with Steve Ressler, who created this site. And Steve, just before we start off, for both people who don't know what GovLoop is yet, describe to people what GovLoop is.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and thanks for having me on the air. The easiest description for people who don't know, govloop.com is basically the Facebook for government. So what I mean by that, right now there's almost 20,000 federal, state, local government employees, contractors, thought leaders on GovLoop sharing ideas and best practices to improve government. And that's a long way of saying with a couple examples, but for years, it's always been the problem, governments in silos, by agency, by state, local, by international, even though we're working on the same issues. So, for example, if you're working on, say, Section 508 at GSA, and maybe you want to know what someone at another agency had done with their website, there's really no place to do that online, but you should, right, because we're not competitors. So on GovLoop, you can ask that question. That question's been asked, and people will get like 30 responses that are really amazing from their peers, whether it's State of California, City of Cincinnati, even, you know, Canadian government. So I just really encourage people to check it out. It takes 30 seconds to join. It's free. And I think of it basically as a knowledge network to help you get your job done to improve government.
And this is a site, and we've had you on the program before, but this is a site that that you started when you were at Homeland Security and sort of started on a whim, and it's grown into what I was checking just this morning. I mean, there are now more than 19,000 people who are on GovLoop.
Yeah, it's been crazy. And a little background on me for those that don't know, I came into public service about 5 years ago. Family of feds, my dad's retired IRS, stepmom's retired IRS, stepsister's at EPA, stepbrother's at VA. So I'm a huge fed, right? And one of the first things when I joined public service, I wanted to know what other young people were thinking about an experience in government. So my little two-person happy hours turned into this 2,000-person organization called Young Government Leaders. And check that out, younggovernmentleaders.org. And as part of that, I started meeting all these awesome people at all levels, not just young, because young people aren't the only cool ones. There's cool people of all ages, very smart, but all ages, not just fed, state, local. And basically, about 15 months ago, on Memorial Day 08, I basically launched the site on a lark. Like, I thought there should be a place to do this online. Nobody's doing it. So I did it. And I've had great supportive bosses at DHS along the way. So shout out to Bill McElhaney and Luke McCormick for being awesome. And, you know, I've just had my 9-to-5 at DHS and been doing GovLoop as my 5-to-9, you know, 4 or 5 hours at night every day, on weekends at Starbucks. With my girlfriend, she's a professor, so she's working on her tenure track, and I've been working on GovLoop and been excited with this opportunity. I basically get to go full-time on GovLoop and implement my vision of how we can connect more people in government, solve more government problems, and do more good.
And so, let's be honest, there were a lot of people who were interested in having GovLoop as part of their organization. You had a lot of offers, a lot of courting going on. How'd you end up with GovDelivery?
Yeah, that's a fair question. So, I mean, that's all true. But the main thing is I've been trying to find a home for it for a while that fits in with kind of what I said. You know, I'm a public service junkie. I want to do good. I'm, you know, I'm still young. I'm only 28. So I want to be in public service my whole career. So I wanted to find a place that would kind of take GovLoop to the next level. And I keep on reiterating this, but how can we go from 20,000 to 100,000 members? Right now, 5 to 10 cool government problems are solved a day, like the Section 508 question and answer or the acquisition question and someone answers it. And how cool would it be if there were 50 to 100 government problems solved a day through GovLoop? So that was really my vision, what I was looking for in a partner. And GovDelivery is, you know, the place where I think I can do that the most. I met Scott personally at Gov2O Camp in March, and just think he's a really rad guy. He's smart, you know, Dartmouth McKinsey guy. He's really been into Gov2O, gets what it's all about. Is kind of giving me the resources to take it to the next level. So I get to be president of GovLoop, and I got the resources to really do it. So
and
that's just...
And I do want to bring in Scott from GovDelivery. He's a founder and CEO and president. How many other titles do you have, Scott?
I'm working on it.
Yeah, there you go.
We're trying to come up with more interesting titles.
Excellent. Something evangelist is what I always try and be. Well, first off, for people who may not know GovDelivery, because a lot of people know GovLoop, but some people may not know what GovDelivery is. So give us a 30-second of what GovDelivery is, and then we'll go into why did you want to do this thing with GovLoop?
Sure. Well, GovDelivery serves a lot of, over half of major federal government agencies now, and we work across all state and local government. What we provide is a communications platform that government uses to solve this kind of age-old government problem of how does government get its information out to people effectively. And so GovDelivery has been in this line of work since 2000. What we have is a cloud computing, software as a service, whatever buzzword you want to use, a hosted platform that governments basically buy, and they get access to it. And what they do is put links and offerings on their website so that any citizen visiting a government website can sign up for updates on topics they're interested in. And it really ranges from, you know, what give me updates on my local bus or my local park or the city council meetings happening in my local area, right on up to national issues with the CDC sending out H1N1 updates, FBI sending out crime alerts all over the country. Those kinds of, it's that kinds of information, but again, solving that problem of how to get information out. And to give you an idea of how it's grown over time, it took about 7 years for government to send its first 1 billion messages through GovDelivery. And government has sent an additional 1 billion messages in the last 7 months.
Wow.
Through us. So it really is about just getting information out to people. We've been starting to work in the social media area, connecting up our clients to cross-promote information so that a citizen signing up for updates from FEMA can sign up for updates from the CDC at the same time. And in seeing that sort of powerful collaboration that's really been driving a lot more people to sign up for updates from the agencies, we were looking for places where we could help our clients get their content out and then help the people receiving the content kind of take the conversation and the collaboration to the next level. So what Steve and I are hoping can happen is that someone who receives an update from an agency on H1N1 can, if they want, take that content and move it into GovLoop and collaborate around it and discuss it with other folks in government working on similar issues. So that's the connectivity. And the final thing I think that is important for people to understand is GovDelivery talks about itself as a government-to-citizen communication, but in fact, a huge portion of the communication we're facilitating is government-to-government. Roughly 15 to 30% of the people signing up for alerts through the government every day are actually people in government. And we want to help serve those people. GovLoop is just an amazing phenomenon that has really tapped, I think, an energy in the community, the government community, for collaboration. And we believe that our service and our way of working with government agencies can help support it. And, of course, under Steve's leadership and continuing leadership, we hope it just continues to do a lot more of the same thing, which is connecting people.
Steve, the initial reaction that I've seen from a lot of people, I mean, I think part of the reason people were so fascinated and felt comfortable with GovLoop is, frankly, because of you and because of you were a Fed, you sort of started this on your own. It wasn't some corporate coming in here and just looking to make money off of all these names or those kinds of things. Does this change that? How does this change for Joanna Fed, who is a member of GovLoop? How is this going to change their relationship with this website?
Yeah, no, great question. And, first of all, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I'm totally committed to public service, and this is all about how I can do more good in government. So if anyone ever has any questions, concerns, contact me directly at GovLoop, founder at GovLoop.com, because this is just really about how we can impact government at a greater scale. And so what does that mean to you, GovLoop member listening on the radio today? Not a whole lot, honestly, right away. The site's going to stay the same look and feel. We're going to look to try to do more great things, so maybe some more features and resources. We just held a GovLoop chat about the merger. I'd love to do more of those type of things, bring in smart innovators, maybe do a chat around it to share ideas. I have a lot of great ideas every day. I think I have a catalog, one of those books that people carry around with 100 things I'd love to do if I had more time with GovLoop. So I'm going to pull that binder out. And, you know, some of them are...
And I'm sure Scott would like a copy of that binder as well, so...
I guess you can get that. But, like, you know, right now we're doing, we have a Kiva micro lending group. So GovLoop's already, and its members have donated over $3,500 to charity. I'd love to do more of those type of things, whether it's, you know, doing good for the people that are on GovLoop. So we've offered free training classes, free books. We're hosting a dialogue right now with Masters of Public Policy students through a group called NASPA, where we're asking MPA, MPP students what they want in government. So this is kind of for the HR folks wondering what Gen Y thinks. And we're also having the MPP students ask the current feds, you know, what does it mean to be a government folks? What tips would you give to someone who wants to come in and want to do good next year? So I'd love to do more of those partnerships and dialogues that have real value so people can do better in their government jobs and their government careers.
Scott, it seems to me, and you use the term social networking, and sometimes it seems to me, and I have a blog post up today about this term social networking. In the end, this isn't really about being social. It's about collaborating to get one's job done better. And the area that I've just been fascinated in watching is the acquisition area of GovLoop, where there's been just a phenomenal conversation, one that has gone on sort of in pieces, but all of a sudden you're able to bring all these other people and have them be involved in this conversation. It seems to me that's just magical stuff. And if you combine that with what GovDelivery is already doing, it seems like wow, you got sort of a mix there.
Yeah, it's, you know, I know that there is probably a different perspective on social media across different generations, and different people are at different stages in their own use of these kind of new media technologies. You know, for me, it's never been about keeping people up to date on what kind of coffee I'm drinking at a given moment, or whether I'm walking my dog or taking my kid to the park. I think that kind of sharing is fun, and I do, you know, a fair amount of that kind of thing in Facebook. But, you know, Steve refers to GovLoop as a knowledge network, and while there's a lot of exciting social connections and personal connections being made in there, it is about solving problems. You know, this is not about necessarily putting pictures of your kid up online, but rather how can you use this site and this community to get your job done faster, to make your job more interesting, and to solve problems in a new and creative way. Because, you know, the way somebody does something in my hometown of Duluth, Minnesota, in the area of, say, parks management, might be incredibly innovative, but how are they supposed to connect with somebody in Little Rock, Arkansas, or in Southern California? It's very difficult. And those kinds of innovations and the sort of miracle of committed public servants, civil servants, doing their job every day really well, you know, that can only mean so much until you create the connections and let some of the ideas flow across the country and between agencies and everything. So I've seen that acquisition group too, and Mary Davey has done just an amazing job managing that. And, you know, we're going to keep encouraging those kinds of things and those kinds of leaders to just take the reins. And we try to, you know, I think Steve said before, he just tries to get out of their way.
And really remarkable stuff where the users themselves, all of a sudden, I mean, I believe Mary Davey over at GSA actually created that group and started to, and it just sort of has found a life. And now has really been a place where people talk about problems that they're having in acquisition and procurement.
That's right. And that's an exciting, it's a exciting and wonderful thing that Steve has created. As he said, I hope we can do things to make it bigger. And if we ever do anything that doesn't make it better, I'm sure, you know, Steve will be open to hearing feedback right away and changing course.
Scott, put people at rest. Just because you are now, you now own GovLoop, that doesn't mean that everyone's going to be bombarded with emails at their GovLoop address or something like that.
That's right. We can put them at rest. We'll be very, very careful not to do anything that disrupts what's already happened. And Steve, you mentioned how Steve had a lot of different people interested in, you know, taking GovLoop into their organization. And I think what's important for folks to understand on GovLoop is how strict he was in, you know, finding GovLoop a home. He said, you know, anything we do to to take any revenue at all out of the site to support some of the staff and other things. It's got to be additive to the community, complementary to the community. So some of the things people might see would be, you know, a premium group where people who use a certain kind of software can talk about that software with each other, something that hopefully helps the community, but still maybe creates some revenue potential for GovLoop. And there's some other ideas, premium services and other things that Steve's going to roll out over time as he builds his team. But we really hope and are committed to having none of those things disrupt the spirit of GovLoop.
Perfect. Steve, anything else that I didn't ask about that I should have?
No, I'm just excited about the future and excited about the partnership. And I think, like Scott said, I've been just trying to find a safe home for GovLoop, because trying to find a way to do more good in government. And I think this is the place. So, sign up already if you haven't. 30 seconds and that's it.
Great. Scott, anything that I didn't ask about that you want to say?
Well, I think we're really excited. You know, there is no – GovLoop, in large part, is about Steve and his vision, and we would not have been interested in being involved or part of GovLoop, partnering with GovLoop, unless Steve was willing to take it forward and lead it for a long time into the future. And we're just really thrilled to have him as part of our team. It's an exciting thing. We're out here in Minnesota. And, whenever we find a good Midwestern native like Steve doing great work in government, we're always interested in seeing how we can work with them. So we're excited to have him on board, and hopefully a lot of good things to come.